Continuing the conversation on the Steve Gruber Show, so good to have you along for it. Anybody that listens to this program knows that I tend to be a little bit, I think the term is accident prone. You know, my father used to say that pain is a very good teacher. I just happen to be a very slow learning student, apparently. And with that in mind, I've had my opportunities on many occasions. In fact, one just recently to see orthopedic physicians, including my next guest is Dr. Jared Holt. Haven't seen this gentleman in person, orthopedic surgeon with the Sparrow Medical Group, but it's still early in the game. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
Good to have you here. I actually tore my hamstring all the way down behind my knee, which is kind of painful. I'm not going to kid you. I thought it was more serious, but luckily I didn't wreck my knee in the process. But we're heading into fall sports season. It means kids are going to be active at the high school level, the college level, and that means all sorts of interesting ailments are headed your way, if I'm not mistaken, Doctor. What are some of the things that you see that are more common?
Certainly. You're absolutely correct. As the fall sports season ramps up, we'll start to see a pretty wide variety of injuries. And these range anywhere from your, you know, middle school, high school athletes up to even weekend warriors. We see a number of the more common things, such as ACL injuries that get a lot of press with our professional athletes and collegiate athletes here in the area, meniscal injuries within the knee. My partners and my physician extenders of the group also are pretty well adept at taking care of a number of shoulder injuries as well, shoulder dislocations, shoulder separations, so on and so forth. And then we also take care of a number of elbow, hip, ankle, pretty much any injury that would come across during a normal athletic competition.
Now, the good news for me is I was told I didn't do any damage to my ACL or the knee components like that. But tearing the hamstring in the back takes a long time to heal, so there are some things that are painful that you're not a magician, doctor. You're an orthopedic surgeon. You can fix some things. Some things take more time, right?
Oh, certainly, yeah. There's a number of injuries that we can fix pretty readily, and a number of things that, unfortunately, we just have to allow time for the soft tissue swelling and for the body to kind of undergo its own reparative process. But certainly, it can be quite painful in the interim. But across the board, we can usually get people back to doing the activities that they enjoy. So
certainly. You know, I know that that over the last 5, 10, 20 years, there have been great advancements when it comes to dealing with knee injuries or hip injuries. Those things have come a long way as far as what can be done to make the patient whole again, haven't they?
Oh, certainly. Just within the last 10 years, we've had a pretty significant explosion of a number of new advanced treatments for a variety of different injuries, ailments, both acute and chronic things, especially with regard to the knee. So
what kind of things do you think we can see? I know that, you know, hip replacements, for example. I mean, this is an outpatient procedure in a lot of places. Not that your high school athletes and college athletes need a hip replacement, but down the line, some of these injuries can become nagging. They can become problematic. They become an acute pain issue for some people. And then down the line, they might end up getting a hip replacement, which, like I said, stunningly to me, can be an outpatient event now.
Certainly. The joint arthroplasty world has exploded, really, and that's been a lot of the research in the forefront in the world of joint replacement has been in to try to improve the process of the patient coming in, having their surgery done, and really, you know, improving their recovery and trying to make it a rapid recovery back to normal activity. You know, 15, 20 years ago, whenever you had a knee or hip replacement, it was a week in the hospital, if not longer, and a pretty extensive amount of recovery. And certainly nowadays, there's plenty of people that come in, have their hip replaced, they go home the same day of the surgery, and they're back walking within the first week or two without any kind of walker or other assistive devices. Knee replacements are a little bit more delayed just because of the nature of the joint, but I think we're getting really good in getting people back to those activities a lot faster than they were previously. And in addition to that, the surgeries usually last a lot longer now. We're getting 15, 20 years of good sustained pain relief out of some of these joint replacement procedures, and it's been a great advancement for patients of all ages and activity levels.
And some of these specialized knee procedures that are not done, not widely done, right, but they're here locally.
Yeah, certainly. One of my kind of personal interests is actually restoration of our articular cartilage of the knee. All of our joint surfaces have a cartilage surface that over time can get damaged from injury, from falls, from trauma, from a number of different factors. Unfortunately, our cartilage doesn't regrow like skin, ligaments, tendons, other tissues within the body just because of the biologic nature of it. Thankfully, we've had some new procedures that have been developed recently that have helped to kind of restore articular cartilage and save people from needing to look at the joint replacement for the younger athlete. I do a number of procedures where we can put in a new cartilage into the knee, essentially, from cadaver donors. There's also a new procedure that has been available over the last 2 years where we actually take a biopsy of a patient's cartilage from their knee and we send it off to a lab in Massachusetts. They actually grow those cartilage cells on a scaffold, and then at a second stage surgery, we re-implant those cells back into the knee, and it actually incorporates into the joint and helps to resurface the joint and get people back to playing sports.
Well, there you go. So it's all part of being healthier these days. And obviously, like we say, you know, whether it's football or cross country, injuries occur. And, you know, the best way to address that is through sports medicine. And sometimes if it's more severe, then they come to people like you, Dr. Jared Holt here, an orthopedic surgeon with the Sparrow Medical Group. Give me an idea, doctor, real quickly here. We got about 45 seconds. Some of the things that would say, you know what, it's not a sprain. It's going to need more than icing. You need to see an orthopedic doctor to get this looked at.
Sure. Any significant amount of swelling is usually the first indicator of a more severe surgery or a more severe injury. If you're unable to really bear weight upon a joint or unable to lift things with your upper extremities, then that usually indicates something that may be more involved than just a little bit of rest and ice, and that would be probably the best time to at least give a call to a provider around the area to get checked out to make sure that we're not missing something serious.
No, that's important. Doctor, great having you here, Dr. Jared Holt. If you want to take action because you need something to be checked, whether it's a biopsy of cartilage or whatever you may have, pain in your knee, shoulder, hips, elbows, whatever it may be, you can call 517-364-8890. That's 517-364-8890. Dr. Jared Holt, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate it. It is the Steve Gerber Show, back after this.